Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Goodbye at Sirisford. It wasn't much to write home about, but it was a sweet place to hide. You see, the 1870s was not a good decade for me. Without going into detail, the Hudson's Bay was looking for me. Had something to do with missing merchandise and a poker game gone sideways. Really, I'm a decent man. I didn't hurt anyone. But that's beside the point. I'm on the ridge, up the west side of the Souris River, looking east to Turtle Mountain, saying goodbye. Funny how that hill changes color. When it's blue, the weather'll be fine. If it's purple, a storm's brewing. I'll miss this. I've got what I can carry. I'm leaving the rest in that cave I found in the bank. If you're new to these parts, I'm south of Melitta, just downstream from Sirisford. I was near invisible here, but no longer. Farmers, surveyors, and official scoundrels are moving in. There have been rumors for years that the feds, rail companies, and the Mounties are working together to clear the way for immigrant folks, folks from Ontario and Europe mostly, folks who will fall in line, do as they're told. Two men showed up last summer, Gould and Elliot, fine men, but no taste for the wilds of the prairie. They're building a grand stone house down there, nice enough for their lady folk and for a store. There's talk of the railway coming. Well, it was a good run, but I reckon we frontier men are done. Truth be told, it was likely my comfort in the wilds that got me in this fix. If I wasn't at ease living off the land, I'd have stayed in Fort Garry and faced the music. Likely be out of prison by now. So I keep moving. It's what I know. Like the buffalo that used to come through this draw, thousands at a time, they say. I never saw herds that big. It was before my time. There are only a few left now. Too many people with guns, I guess. Buffalo were always on the move. Like me, they can smell the next meal up ahead. I see the lure of this place for settlers. It's next to a couple of trails. The Yellow Quill goes north towards Brandon, and the Emerson, what you'll someday call the Boundary Commission, goes east. It's a good, shallow crossing. There are always travelers coming through, and Assiniboine hunters. A couple of them found me, but they had no issue with me. Lots of Assiniboine came through some years back. Smallpox was hitting them hard, so they've gone west, hoping for buffalo and space away from the clutter. That's what sours me about the changes going on. Folks are getting pushed out, getting hurt. I caught the good years before Rupert's Land was sold to Canada. Furs were the business. Locals did the trapping, and folks like me did the buying. It worked. Everyone had their place. Everyone made enough. But, like an elder told me, a white man's thirst is never quenched. So, now they want the land, not just the furs. Charlie West is my name. I'll take one of these trails, away from Sirisford, and I hope you never find me. I adapted Goodbye at Sirisford from a story written for Vantage Points 2. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.